Hi, y'all. It's your hosts, Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama.
And you're listening to the Amebo Interludes. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another week of our Amebo Interludes. Hope everyone's doing well. Imama and Hadiza, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, just chilling.
Is it me or this is one of the random months in the year?
What? Okay. What month are we in?
September?
Yeah. September is not random. I think November is the most random month.
I feel like September is kind of random too, because like it's not
everything starts.
What is starting?
It's like when like school starts, like most people like kind of get back again. I know, but it's like because that's like usually when school starts, like most people kind of like come back from holidays in that month and like kind of go back to work fully. Because not having like summer, people are always like joking around and playing about work and life. But it's like sometimes like people are like, okay, I have to kind of like get back in gear and like, you know, do what I have to do about life and like, you know, get back to work with my head down, all of that stuff. It's like, it's essentially it's like the end of summer. Like people slow down in September.
Okay. I guess. Well, I've been feeling very random. I don't know how to explain. Like, it feels like there's nothing yet to really look forward to. It's not quite winter, so some days are cold, some days are hot. Like, I don't know. It's just, it feels random, and I'm not motivated at work. Please, employee, I'm joking.
I'm screaming.
But, yeah.
It's okay. What would they do? Fire you?
Hey, Mama, stop. Don't say this. Please keep that to yourself.
Mama is saying it like it's like impossible.
I don't think they'll fire you if you say that you're not motivated at work.
Don't worry, I'm working on it. Anyways, we're going to jump right into it today because I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about. But 2 weeks ago, we talked about, you know, King of Boys coming out, and at that point we hadn't watched it, but now at least 2 out of 3 of us have watched it. Hadiza, why didn't you watch it?
Oh, I was scared.
Explain that.
Actually funny.
Okay. Let me start. I legit put this thing on like last weekend. I was like, okay, let me put this on and watch it, right? First episode, though, this woman was flogging herself. God. I said, oh my God. I said, okay, maybe it's just this one. I said, my children death. I said, and it was like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
Wait, now.
I said, and I said, okay, let me watch past this one. Maybe it will get less scary, you know? Maybe they are just doing dramatic effects. Okay. They now did a couple scenes where she came down from the airplane. Then she entered cow and then somebody, a dead child, was there.
I didn't see that scene.
God, please. No, the scene where she jumped, like, because there was a girl there and the girl said something.
It wasn't her dead child, it was her old self.
Did you watch part one?
I thought we watched part one together, like the first movie.
I'm actually not sure, honestly. I just wanted to start from the very beginning. So, because I couldn't, this doesn't seem familiar. So I was like, okay, let me just start from the very start.
Oh.
But that scene then scared me because I was like, is that her dead child? And I changed this thing quickly.
What do you usually watch, Hadiza? Like, on a normal day, what would you watch? Like what genre?
Oh, like, I usually watch anime most of the time. So, like...
Well, anime can be scary,
usually too. They don't usually have scary scenes.
No, they don't. Even if they do, anime is funny as fuck. So, like, the scary scenes are usually just, like, very short. And there's a cartoon,
You cannot actually survive like, this in Nigeria, I swear.
This is Nigeria.
Because everybody's mad. If that's scary, I don't know.
No, it's just because I was alone and it was late. I just didn't, like, if I was watching it, like, during the daytime, like, Saturday afternoon and stuff like that, it would have been cool. It just really scared, like, it really scared me that evening. I think I also had a nightmare, like, the day before. So, I think I was just already, like, pretty, like, shaken up.
Okay.
And, yeah, no, I couldn't.
Interesting.
I actually couldn't.
Okay. No, I guess that means it was good acting.
I didn't think it was...
If it scared her,
I'll definitely give it good acting. I kind of like the beginning where she was whipping herself, like that part actually gave me like Chills. Spoiler alert, this whole episode is a spoiler alert.
So like if you haven't watched it and you don't like spoiler alert.
So yeah, actually I haven't watched the last episode, funny enough. I'm sorry, Imama, you too. It's okay, you can spoil it. It's me, I don't mind.
Okay.
I'm already almost done. But yeah, when she was whooping herself, like I literally got chills. I was like, bro, like her acting there was like fantastic. I was very convinced that she was actually flogging herself. Like, you could not tell me that she was not flogging herself.
I didn't understand how they shot that part. I mean, I guess that's why we're not in that industry. But yo, she absolutely looked like she was flogging herself. Maybe she actually put padding on her back. She put padding on her back and they edited it out.
Like, it just felt like the way it was, it looked so hard that it would like seep through the padding.
Yeah. But what were your overall thoughts of the movie, limited series? Yeah.
Personally, I actually really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was really good. Oh my gosh, my favorite parts were like the proverbs. Like, I really enjoyed like all the proverbs, like in both like Yoruba and Igbo. Like when they would speak it in like their native like language, it was so awesome for me. I guess like, I don't know, like I'm a sucker for like all this like really, really traditional stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
So I guess like that's probably why. But I really, really enjoyed the proverbs. And I loved how like it was so easy for them to like just like speak like their native language. Like, it just felt so authentic.
It felt authentic. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it was forced. Like everything just felt like so authentic. And like when like the people that will speak pidgin felt authentic.
The political stuff. I was like, why is this feeling too familiar? I don't like it.
Because that is what happens. But honestly, like, it makes you think, because like, you're low-key. Is this actually exactly how it happens? Like, do our votes really mean nothing? Is it already done in the back door, like they said?
But
they said
that this before something?
They come and eat the table.
You said the proverb now.
Okay, no way. I think it was before the match is played on the field. They've already determined who wins in the back room.
Oracle, that's what Imama. They said.
Ah! No, but there are so many really, really great proverbs. But yeah, I was just like, bruh, is that actually really how it is? Because, I mean, that's sad. That's all I have to say.
I found it so funny that at the beginning of every episode, they were like, Sia, if it resembles reality... We're joking, no, this is fiction. Before politicians
said, let us cover our backs.
I find that so weird that like they have to a fictitious stuff they have to like, because there's a lot that we watch on Netflix that they don't have to give that disclaimer. But is it because of our disclaimer
might be for two reasons. I think definitely because of our political climates, but I think not just that. I think also to not discourage people, because I kind of like watching stuff like that can be discouraging for people who think that they can affect change. And like, you know, in the like climate that we are in right now, I guess I know that this is a joke and stuff, but to get slightly serious, in the climate that we are in right now, people need hope to go out and vote and actually do stuff. So this coming out now can almost be discouraging if
you think that's how it really is. I feel like it's actually exactly like that, but even worse probably, because this goes back many, many years. Like, they made the people at the top seem kind of stupid and comical and blah blah blah, but I feel like we see the jokes and like when they say like a snake swallows stuff, but like these people are much more calculated than like it seems. And
so that's why they are saying what they're saying at the beginning, so that you people will not be discouraged. So you people would be like, it's okay, it's just movie, it's just
Nigerians love to watch movies and think it's real life. Exactly. Nigerian movies. Have you seen the comments on that Roko TV generally?
Oh no, I never read the Roko TV comments.
Oh my god, really?
Isn't that deep? What's
going on? Is this a pastor? Like, is this
even YouTube?
Oh no, YouTube people, definitely.
Like, when people are watching, if people ever watch Nigerian movie on YouTube, people should just read the comments.
Interesting. Okay, actually, so, now
yeah,
that
I guess it's probably why.
yeah, I guess that's why. But I found it so funny, like, because to me, I thought it might have been a thing of maybe politicians would get upset that they're exposing them or something, or maybe they'll identify with one of the characters and think that it was them that they were mocking. drinking or something like that.
Like, honestly, I can't lie. I definitely think it was both. Like, I don't know that it was just the one. I think it was actually both.
Yeah. But, so, let's talk about the characters. Was there anyone there that you, like, really related with?
Not why am I related with any of them?
Or you... who was your favorite character, I guess?
Honestly...
Let me say my own.
But, I don't get how did I do watches?
Is the one that was pretty as well. She had the most impact.
Actually, yeah, I guess, like, honestly, like, older Eniola was actually my favorite character. I wanted to really, like, I liked young Eniola, but I don't know, like, I don't know. That's sometimes I was like, calm down. Is every time you're shouting at her
honestly, like, I feel like they should have. Okay, so. Again, I'm not going to take from the movie. We've already said, like, this show, I guess I didn't say it. I really, really like this show. I feel like it's on par with, like it's Netflix standards. Like, do you get it? It's on par with, like, the other shows on Netflix and, like, Hollywood and everything. Like, it was very well thought of. But obviously, like, there's things that they could have improved on in every movie. There definitely. Really is. But I didn't like that voice effect thing that they were putting on young Eniola.
Oh, really? You know, I actually didn't mind it. My own thing was that I just felt like sometimes it was a lot. Like, sometimes it's like, I don't know, like, sometimes it just felt like she was just too in her face.
It gave me very old Nollywood, the effect.
I guess they were probably trying to, like, merge both old and new. Because, like, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because while watching it, I felt like I wasn't just watching new Nollywood, if that makes sense. Like, while watching it, I felt like a sense of, like, old and new Nollywood, but, like, a refined version. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt
you
like...
You guys, I thought... Sorry. Before you continue, I thought our uncle told us that we should not be doing new Nollywood or Nollywood.
Well, you see,
okay. So that's why I don't with know the how industry. Else to express myself. But
you understand what we mean.
I'm sorry, sir, but I shall progress. I will proceed. But yeah, no, it just kind of felt like a mixture of like both. Like it just felt like seamless to me. Like I didn't feel like I was watching either or the other. So, like, I guess, like, that's why I didn't really mind those scenes. My own was just, like...
No, not I think the sometimes scenes. It felt... The voice effect specifically.
So, yeah, I didn't mind the voice effects. Okay. But I just felt like sometimes, to me, like, it wasn't even the voice effect that was my problem. It was her just, like, constantly being in her face. And honestly, old Eniola never listening. Because everything she would say, old Eniola had no to listen to her. Like, I thought, like... I mean, like, honestly, like I said, I haven't watched the last episode. So, maybe in the last episode, she listened. But in the episode, she would just shout, talk. Old Eniola would not listen to her. So, I was just like, I don't get. What's the point? But, yeah,
I feel like they should have had more dialogue, like rather than her shouting, more like so we can see the internal battle. Like, I know old Eniola was meant to represent her internal battle with like the good and the bad and everything, but we never even saw her really dialogue with old Eniola. And like, all old Eniola was doing was screaming throughout. Like, oh my gosh, Toni Tone's performance is amazing.
It was really good. And oh my gosh, you didn't know that she actually couldn't speak Yoruba before that movie.
You know, I kind of take that with a grain of salt. Not to not believe her or anything. Her intonation to me seemed a little too good for...
Matilda, it's called accent. There's a reason why they have like language teachers.
Okay, yes, I hear you. But what's his name? Will Smith also acted it as a Nigerian doctor.
Okay, see, right? But don't and he forget, tried though.
To. So I'm saying, okay, wait, let me just get to the end so I don't seem so haterish. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying she's not a good actor, and obviously she is, and I could see that. But what I'm saying is it's not that she started from scratch. I think it's not that she started from scratch. She probably, her Yoruba was probably not good, or like my level of Yoruba where I can say one word here and there, but I've grown up hearing it. And so, like, acting it out and getting training for it is not like getting it from scratch. Do you get what I mean? I don't know how to explain to you.
Yeah, actually, no. I feel like, I get what you're saying, but I don't know if, like, from what she said, and I can't find the tweet anymore, but like, from what she said, I don't think, like you said, like, I don't think that, like, you know, is that she never heard Yoruba, like, she was absolutely new to this. I do think, I mean, if she's a Nigerian, or like, even, I think, like, most Nigerians have probably heard Yoruba, or if she even grew up in, like, Lagos or wherever it is, I think she must have, like, you know, heard Yoruba be spoken around. But, like, I don't know if it was a thing that she could ever really speak. Like, I feel like with you, like, you can't speak it, it's just like you're not the best at it, but ultimately, you can't speak it. But the way, like, from her tweets and the way it seemed like she never could really speak it. She may have heard it, sure, but she could never really speak it until she was taught in the movie, because from what she said also, and like I said, I really wish I could find this tweet, but from what she said also, she was like, she didn't understand half of what she was saying. I mean, in fact, she didn't understand most of what she was saying. So if you can speak it, I think you'd be able to understand, like, at least a little bit of what you're saying.
Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it is a gift. I just find it a little bit hard to believe, because maybe she's just a really, really good actor, and for that, like, yo, props to her. I found her acting, I think, even more in part one, because they had that those kind of scenes, but like shorter in part one, so I feel like it brought out the beauty of it better. Like, here I think they could have made her character a bit more, like, have a bit more range.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, honestly, her acting was amazing.
Who was your own favorite character? Looking like Makanaki, but sorry, go ahead.
Really? How did he survive? Know. Please, someone explain to me.
I actually don't know how he survived, but I just assumed it was jazz.
Yeah, that's what some people were saying, that, like, you know, I went back to watch part one again, and they were like, oh, there was a jazz scene, blah, 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 whatever. I really hate that you haven't watched the last episode, because it's the last episode that had me confused. Heard anything about it?
No, I haven't read anything about the last episode.
Just shortly explain. So then she's in a vulnerable position.
Before you shortly explain, who's your favorite character?
Well, I don't know why I asked the question, because I don't, like, obviously Eniola, she was very likable and stuff, but she made me stress. She stressed me a lot. She stressed me. Oh, my favorite character was Ade Tiger, just because I really liked his name.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the name, but I didn't like him.
The name sounds funny.
I like the name, but, like, his acting was not that convincing to me. And, like, there was just something about him that was just off the entire movie.
Show. There were some times I wasn't really sure, like, what he was trying to convey. But it made me appreciate, like, the other actors, because it's like, I think that's what Nollywood needs to, like, hone in more on. It's not really about what you say. It's your facial and body, like, language that, like, makes it more believable. Facial language.
I think Effa.
Who there?
Effa. Oh my gosh. He played the reporter.
Oh, his name was Dapo? The journalist. Yeah.
The journalist. Yeah. I think his facial expressions always kill it for me. Like, honestly, I absolutely
he's one
love
of my favorite actors.
Me too. I really, really
he
love
has
watching
range,
him act.
Range.
He does.
Yeah. Like, I super, super loved him. But even speaking of his character, like, it kind of, you know, all of us that are Nigerians and really want to expose the truth, say the truth, wants it to come out, must believe. It's funny because I didn't like his character. Like, not him. Not really? Him as an actor. I didn't like him as a character. Why? I felt like, I don't know, there's a point in this wanting to expose Nigerian politicians and wanting good that you have to get to understand that you are kind of disposable in this. I don't know how to explain. Like, it is not you that you as an individual that is going to solve all of Nigeria's problem. I think it was kind of humbling to see, and it was almost like I didn't like him as a character. I don't get. He was so hungry for the truth, in quotes, that he was willing to put his family at risk and not stop and stuff like that. Like, it's just like the problems of Nigeria.
Isn't that what journalists do? Like, they put it all at risk to, like, get to the truth. Because it's like, if nobody ever puts it, I'm not saying I can't do it. It's like, honestly, like, they're awesome. But it's like, if nobody ever puts it all at risk, how would anybody ever get anything?
But at the point at which you are playing as a pawn in their games as well, because Jumoke Randall was pretty much using him as a pawn, you're always going to be biased, or if you're getting that much information, I don't know, as a viewer anyways, I just felt like he was, I don't know that it was coming from a, like, I want my country to succeed. It was almost,
you
I don't
like
know.
It was more selfish?
It was more selfish. I don't know. It felt to me like, I don't know, but it felt selfish.
I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know if I really got selfish vibes. I mean, I definitely got that, I can't do these vibes. That's what I got. So I was like, I would have gone ever since. So that's definitely what I got. But I don't know if it gave selfish vibes. It kind of gave, like, I want to explore this truth, like, you know.
But did you get that? Like, did you get to the scene where his wife was talking about him
about
chasing
his daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
yeah, he lost his daughter in the chase for a story, and then
I mean, like, I do think that there should be points where he draws the line, and he didn't know where to draw the line, but I still didn't think he was selfish. It's like, I just felt like it was a thing where it's like he was blinded by his chase for the truth, but he didn't know where to draw the line.
But he didn't even know the full truth either. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like it gave me like a point to like introspect as someone that wants the best for Nigeria, but understands that the systems that be go much deeper than any of us are ever going to know. So there has to be a way we can approach it that like that actually makes a difference, because him exposing all these things really, I remember someone saying, oh, some whatever news that he's going to release is going to shake the presidency or something like that, but it's like we've heard much worse news and the presidency is just fine.
I can't lie, that's exactly what I was thinking throughout the show, because like when he was like such a like when he had so much vim, I was like, I don't get, we've heard so many things about the presidency that I'm just like, I just wish it's just like that's another one. So I was like, what actually are you going to release? That is that he killed, that he picked somebody's head and he killed them. So I was very, very like, I think that part kind of confused me, because I was like, I know that we've heard like almost everything, and at this point like it's like a regular day, so I don't understand.
Yeah, but I guess I was also kind of confused as to Eniola Salami's reach. Like at first I thought her sphere, especially in part one, I thought her sphere of influence was Lagos, but all of a sudden she's putting in a president from outside the country, and like she's able to see the president at whenever. Like it just felt like I feel like the finale, even like, you know, when she got back with Makanaki, even though Makanaki declared her as one of his enemies, you know, just so many things. Oh my gosh, Odubariba, what's his name, Charlie Boy.
I love Charlie Boy. I actually really love Charlie Boy in that role. It actually fit him perfectly. I don't know
if I could
see him play anything else.
They said that he was busy being a fashion icon. That's why he didn't see it coming.
I'm screaming. But you know what? I won't be surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised, rather.
They killed him at the end. He never really did anything. He just kept saying, woman.
She should come and kneel at my feet. But you know what? Speaking of Jumoke Randall, I actually really enjoyed Nse, like, Ikpeyetim in that role. Like, first of all, I love watching her in, like, all the roles that she ever acts. Her accent? I didn't think it was bad. What did you like about the accent?
I guess if you listen a bit closer, she was meant to have a British accent, but there were just points in time that
It didn't sound British to me. Let me tell you what it sounded like. It sounded like, you know, those like refined old Nollywood accents. Like, you know how like in old Nollywood they used to, like, they always...
She says some words wrongly, but that's fine. It's because I watched another Netflix movie with her recently where she was acting as a British person as well. So she was like overemphasizing. So I guess I carried that from that movie into this movie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I was more scrutinous of her accent.
Oh, that makes sense.
But yeah, I genuinely
didn't mind her accent. But then again, also, if you think about it, if her accent was bad, like if I didn't notice it, it would make sense. Because remember when like Eniola was like, she's essentially fake. Like, you
exactly,
know that.
So yeah.
I was like, okay, that would actually, like, if her accent is actually bad, then it would make sense. Because that just means that that shows a little that bit more of her fakeness.
You know what? I actually was wondering if Kemi Adetiba did that on purpose. Okay, because at first I noticed her accent, and then when we got to that part and I was thinking about, because I knew we were going to have to talk about it, I was like, I wonder if this was on purpose. Like, because again,
it would be
she
nice
was,
if they paid that much attention to detail, but
I don't know. I want to give them credits too, because you know what, they did pay attention to a lot of detail in this movie. Because some people were saying, if you looked at the background of like if you didn't watch the main stage, like what was happening, and you just looked at the sets in the background, everything was still done to detail. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, they didn't like forget a mic here or something. Like, nothing was displaced, everything was how it would
actually be. Attention to detail with regard to like sets and stuff, but not necessarily with regard to like,
but casting too though. Maybe she watched that movie. I'm talking about,
like, I could actually give her the benefits of the doubt, I guess. Like, maybe, like, maybe they actually paid attention to detail in that regard. I don't know. I just thought that it was just something that happened.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's possible.
But I think the tying theme that, like, they really brought out was, like, women empowerment? I was going to say that
I really enjoyed the women in power thing. It's like, I know, like, they were all kind of like bad. Does that make sense?
No, but I think it shows the range of women, because even if we think about Darkboy's wife, who it's very weird, I related with her most.
I don't guess.
Like as to what was going on, but like,
okay.
I felt like that was
like, is there something you want to tell us?
Like, there were women that were chasing power, political office, blah blah blah, and there was just the regular woman who just cares about her family, and there's all this going on in the background, but it's her family and like her relationship and just real life that is mattering. Do you get what I mean? So I related with her, and I was like, it's crazy that there's this grand scheme of all these things going on, but this woman, all that is her world is like her family and what's going on with her children, blah 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 and stuff. I just found it very interesting, but like, yeah, I related with her, even though like she wasn't like a main character or anything, but yeah.
I also think like I've never seen her like in any movie before, and I felt like her acting was really good. Like, enjoyed her. Yeah but no, I just really enjoyed the woman like in power thing. Like, I mean, like you said, it definitely showed like a lot of range that, like, you know, women, I guess women could have, even though like maybe they can be bad, they can be good.
But I think what was nice about seeing women in power roles is that you see the range of emotion as well with power. Because, like, a lot of people say that's weakness, but, like, you know, they played it as a positive pretty much.
One more thing, I feel like I was watching it, and the scene where, like, they blew up her car, or the car in front, whatever, Ikasha, the scene where, like, Makanaki came in and, like, they finally saw each other. I was like, when I saw the effects there, I was like, lol. Why? Because I was like, you know what? Like, it made me kind of feel at home, because I was like, none of the effects never go. They never, I'm like, even though you are on Netflix and you are a Netflix show, I have done excellently well. You know, the effects never go away. The fire, like the fire.
I think you see that same effect. Yeah, you see the same kind of effect in the final scene where they start shooting. I was like, but you know what? This show was really, really good.
Yeah, the show was really good.
If you guys haven't watched it, you should really check it out.
You guys, question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this show is the best show, like Nigerian show out now?
I think it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think it really does. Because, like, I would still give, like, honestly, I think it's the best, produced and stuff like that.
I think, like, genre-wise, like, in this genre of, like, is it, I don't know, political drama, action, whatever it is, I could say it's the best. But, like, I think there have been some, like, good romantic shows.
But, like, for example...
Oh, are you asking me example?
Yeah, I'm asking you for example.
Oh, I don't know, like, for instance, it's like, honestly, I know people, like, kind of discard the YouTube shows, but I really enjoy a lot of the YouTube shows, like, in Danny TV, Skinny Girl. TV.
But you know what's interesting? The thing is, I thought about it when Hadiza asked, but the reason I think that is still the best show in general is because of the acting. So, like, in Danny's shows, the main characters generally can act, but you don't see the range of their... Like, it's still kind of, like, one-dimensional, their characters. And then some of the actors also can't act. Some of them are brilliant, but some of them, like, the extras, maybe the people that will be here and there, they can act. And, like, some of them are really just acting as themselves in the show. So, in this show, like, they are going so outside what is probably their characters. Most people could act. The producing was amazing. Do you get what I mean? Like, when you look at it holistically, I think it's still the best so far, but it's probably because there's more funding.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to sit with that question for a little bit, so I'll get back to you. Because, like, I don't know. It's like, I really enjoyed it. And like you said, like, there was, like, a lot of, like, there was range and the acting was really good. But I feel like I've seen some YouTube shows... They're like, because it's like, I mean, in this genre, I can absolutely give it to it. Like I can absolutely give the show to, like, you know, be the best. But, like, I've seen some really good, like, romantic shows that I'm like, okay,
I, like,
it does what it has to do.
Are is relatable, no?
I mean, like, I feel like they do what they have to do in terms of, like, conveying, like, romance and, like, it's like, you don't, like, when you're acting a love movie, what when I say love movie, when you're acting a romantic movie or show, it's like, I don't know that we need to have, like, a lot of range from, like... I don't know that much range is needed, if that makes sense. It's like, do they convey the emotions they need to convey? yeah, that's it. Like, that's all. Like, I feel like that's mainly all that's needed. But then again, I'm also not a, like, a film critic or anything. Like, there's probably a lot that I'm missing, but I don't know. I'll get back to you guys next week with my answer, or like upper week with my answer on like if I think it's the best. I think it does excellently in the genre that it was meant for, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it's the best Nigerian show. I have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. Oh yeah. Wait, I forgot to add one more thing that didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
At what point did they realize Ade Tiger was working for the area? Because like there was a scene. Remember that scene where she killed Boxer, one of her people, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end, they played it as she knew the whole plan with the Ayre thing, and then Ade Tiger was actually on her side. But I was wondering, like, they didn't show us, like, at what point did Ade Tiger tell her? Why did she then kill Boxer? That part was just... And I know they're going to tie it up if they shoot another season, but just for, like, tying things up in this season, I feel like
Do you think there should be another season?
There will be. The way they opened it up, if there isn't, it would suck.
Okay, so you think there should be one then?
Yeah, I think there should be. I feel like maybe Makanaki is going to betray her because it still doesn't make sense, and that's the only thing that would make sense. If they actually have a peaceful reign, I would hate that because it wouldn't make any sense. Like, since part one, Makanaki hasn't liked this woman. Yes, we don't want peace.
What violence.
There it is. Yeah. But yeah, you guys really, really go check it out. Honestly, Nollywood is doing amazing. This weekend, I also watched, I don't know, have you watched 76? It's a movie with Rita Dominic and...
Yes, I watched. I didn't finish it. I was almost done, but I had to go somewhere. But yeah, no, I enjoyed that movie.
You guys,
I also really enjoyed the acting.
So well.
Honestly.
Yeah, but... The thing about that movie that took me aback is, like, literally every single character could act. And I didn't get it. Because who are they? I don't know them. Yeah.
I know. Even from the guy that was riding the bicycle. I can't remember
the guy that was riding the bicycle.
Every single character could act. And you know what also, like, took me aback was that, like, their hair, their clothes, like, the set. Everything was perfect.
The way they merged, like, real film. Because it was based on the, what was that coup? The person that died in the car. Murtala Mohammed?
Yeah, Murtala Mohammed.
Yeah, it was based on that coup.
You know, at first, like, when I was watching it, I wasn't sure, like, what was going on. But when they shot him, right away, I knew. Like, once they shot him, I, like, knew right away who it was about. And I was like, the fact that it was able to just, like, bring back that memory without me having to Google it, and that's mad.
Like you could feel exactly what they were feeling. Like, I felt like, oh shit, this is the Nigeria we never got to see. Mm-hmm. Just, you guys check that out. It's on Netflix now as well.
It was given Toronto Film Festival, like, material.
I think I'm going to watch it again. It's so good. But
I liked it.
I say that to say, like, we are doing amazing in Nollywood. Like, amazing. And I love it so much for us.
Why are you saying we are inside?
And now. What else can I boast about as a Nigerian? So, like, I just feel like we're doing really amazing. And I think it's a very huge privilege to be able to look to, like, our arts and, like, watch it because it's relatable to us. Like, do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, imagine being from another place that doesn't have an established thing, and then all you really have is Hollywood and stuff like that. I don't know how to explain that, but like, it's just
Nice. I definitely get what you're saying. Oh my gosh, you know what's interesting? Like, speaking about that and like art that's relatable, I think I've always found it interesting, like, interesting when, like, Black Americans would say that they didn't have, like, they haven't seen a lot of, like, Black love be shown to them on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always like, that's interesting, because whenever I watch, like, Nollywood romantic movies, me, I relate to it.
No, but they can't relate to it, right?
No, I know. But, like, I mean, you were talking about, like, how, like, we have art that we can essentially relate to.
Yeah.
And, like, I just think it's, like, cool that, like, you know, I'm able to relate to that. And, like, but it's like they're like, oh, they don't see Black love and, like, I guess, like, Hollywood TV. But I'm able to watch Nollywood and be like, you know what? I can see myself here.
Honestly.
In this, like, finished situation.
Yeah.
But Shasha here. But I just really think it's interesting.
It is. No, kudos to our movie scene. Like, I live for it right now. That's pretty much what I watch on Netflix, along with my sitcom shows. Okay, so let's just do our question of the week and call it a day. Imama, hit it.
Okay, so this question We got it from Jiro. First of all, I want to say that it's funny that Jiro calls himself the world's foremost psychologist, but why don't we get into that? Well, that's the question. So the title of the question is, she did not pass my first test, and I hope she passes the second test. Test.
I'm leaving that in.
I hope she passes the second test because she wants to be a wife material in my eyes. So the person starts, I assume that this is a man. It can't be anyone else. It goes, good morning, bro. I have two tests I do before I date any lady I like. Number one test number one test is I ask her to wash dishes in my place. But if she doesn't, she did not cross the line and she is not wife material.
I don't know what else I expected from a Nigerian man.
He's looking for a house help.
But wait, so that's the first part. So he said that if she doesn't, she did not cross the line and she's not wife material, so he has disqualified her. Then he said, most girls do the dishes and don't complain. And I say, girls want better for yourself. But
quick question. Mm-hmm. The dishes that were in his house?
That is correct.
Or her dishes. His
house. Because it's like, I ask her to wash dishes in my place.
Okay, go ahead, proceed.
So, honestly, I just want my sisters to want better for themselves. But anyways, he says most girls do the dishes and don't complain. The second test, that one is the main one. The second test is the main one.
Oh, okay.
The ones who pass that one, I take my best romance side for dating. So he said, I take my best romance side for dating, but I think what he's trying to say is I take my best romantic side. So I'm like the most romantic to them.
Okay.
Exactly. And like he decides to date them. So he's like, the ones that pass, I take my best romance side for dating. You get. Huh. The second is I call and say I need like urgent 20K for something.
What is wrong with this man?
For something, if she sends it, she is wife material. If she claims not to have my brother's Jackma, the good wife material will drop that 20 bar for you. Just try it and see.
Nice.
I hope she passes the test because I can be her last bus stop and love of her life. This effort should be equal love shared. There's so many backgrounds here, but I just like absolutely like skipped over them.
Correct.
Yeah, but I guess like, there's no real question at the end of this one. I guess he just said that. Oh, okay, no. I guess the problem was that she did not pass his first test. Should he go ahead and do the second one so that he can be the real love of her life at the last
this
bus stop?
This test is not even real. He's asking a question as if the question itself is even makes sense. Does that make sense?
But you know,
you're trying to tell somebody that the person has a red flag, but then the red flag is like what? Like,
but you know what, you guys, when I actually think about it, that's what he wants, and who are we to tell him not to go for the house girl that he wants?
No, but you know what? I think she said that he also needs urgent 20K. That part is important.
Yeah. So it's like he wants a house girl that can give him money.
Yeah.
No, but house girl that can give him money. No, this man is just looking to suffer somebody's daughter.
Martina is correct. If that's what he wants, who are we?
I honestly just don't understand because I hope nobody ever passes his test, because if you pass his test,
they usually pass the first test.
They never pass the second.
But there are people that used to contest for his place to wash.
I don't think he actually like tells them that this is a test. I think it's probably like obviously. A kid in his head.
To this podcast, it's called The Receipts. You guys check it out. If you listen to this, you probably listen to Receipts as well. They swear by never give men money. And over the years of listening to them, I too have taken that life value.
Are you actually jealous?
Like don't borrow men money.
Borrow or like give?
Both.
I'm screaming. Not the toxic femininity jumping out.
I don't get it. Why am I saying to you urgent 20K as if we're not in a relationship yet?
Do
you guys ever actually get asked by guys for money? Like, general, has that ever happened to you?
No, but if ever did.
Money, I don't get. Actually, what? I haven't asked actually, like, guys have for money. Asked, yeah. And I have given them the money.
If had, you see why you're asking me the question back? You would have passed the second test.
No, okay, I actually would have passed the second test.
So if mama,
you said
girl,
you're the wife material.
Okay, no. But see, the thing is, I don't forget, I will not pass the first test. So
no,
I
but see,
the
guy is considering giving the girl the grace to pass the second test. So
no,
would
I would
give
not
you that
have grace,
grace
because I would have walked out from the first test. So I would not be present to have the grace for the second test. But I feel like for me, it depends on like why you need the money now. If you need the money for
that's
like,
actually not
urgent.
My business. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, actually, no. It depends on how much I know you. Exactly. If I don't know you, I ask for urgent 20K. I'm not giving you. I'm actually not giving you. But if I know you, like, you know, you're a friend, or like, you know, I genuinely know you, and you ask for urgent 20K, I'll give you. But if I don't know you,
when
I'm
I say
not
men,
you.
I mean like not
random
friends.
Men.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
So random men have not asked you for money. I didn't mind. When they even see me to ask you for
or
money,
or men that you are
place.
Talking to, like you are just talking to someone.
Okay,
and
no,
by the, when you are
so
just talking to them,
money.
You usually don't know them enough to be giving them money. But you,
yeah.
Once you start giving, anyways,
okay,
I rest my case.
Actually, you know what? That I can actually argue with. Because, like, I don't know. I think if any guy was just talking to ask for money, I can't lie. I'll go away. Because I don't understand. Like, that
so
would actually be
they
kind
don't
of
have
confusing
any
to me.
Friends that they can ask it to me.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because it's giving, like.
It's giving leech.
It's giving manipulative. Nah, I'm not about it.
So because I said I liked you small, you think I'm your backer? No. Please, this guy he'll find his person to be very honest because it seems like women are acting like men are the prize. And honestly, it's seeming more and more like the truth these days because
what's even like the truth that men are depressed?
That men are depressed. No, Imama, I read an article not too long ago where a woman was talking at one of these Nigerian blogs. I've been on African Auntie YouTube recently. I don't know how I got there, but YouTube has been suggesting these things to me. So one woman was saying that every time she's pregnant, she always checks herself into a hospital just to get some rest because her husband always says she's lazy or something like that when she's at home.
Oh my
God. So she checks herself into a hospital to get rest.
I want better for my gender.
Though, men have always been the prize. I don't think this is something that's new.
I thought we were changing
actually,
the narrative.
I guess like you're actually not wrong. I guess like we were probably just living in a world that is not really the truth for Nigeria. So
no, but I thought like, we were changing the narrative. I thought we were the generation change.
I think we are doing 21st century men are the prize. Our own has a different version because we're not fighting for like the way maybe our parents' generation. We're doing it
under
in a different kind of way by like, you know, making it easy for men to like, I don't know, like I guess I don't know, honestly.
not to watch this
scary. Oh my gosh, guys, but like imagine giving a man your ticket to
like
Tuesday.
Why do you sound so scared?
No, imagine giving a man you're just talking to imagine giving a man you're just talking to 20K. I don't get.
You hey, guys
well,
exactly.
You know what?
I'm a little bit stunned. I can't lie.
Personally,
anyways,
our advice is just this, man. You will find what you're looking for.
I don't have
that's
advice for him. I have advice for the women. They should be the ones to be running, not him.
No,
he should stay where he is.
But
the
he's the one that is asking for advice. Don't
he
you think?
Deserve.
But you guys, let's paint it now. Let's paint the scenario. The washing place scenario. You know, maybe he's actually been talking to this girl for a while and they're talking and they're friends, right? And then maybe they're just chilling at home and stuff and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
what's like,
the plates?
No, not like that. He's like, oh my God, I'm feeling so lazy. Like, I'm feeling so this thing. She would not be like, oh, dearie, don't worry, I'll wash it for you,
too
you
dairy.
Know? And then,
no, but you know what? I actually
that
see that scenario.
Testing.
Yeah, actually
not
see it.
Then maybe 2 months after, I say, hey, I've been like, there's this thing that's happening. Oh my God, I don't know. There's something happening with my bank.
I'm not lying, Hadiza is really painting
the scenario and it's sounding reasonable.
It's making sense. I can't lie because you know what? Actually, I'm upset. I don't but like do you it. Know Stop what? Maintenance.
That just shows that we're also part of the culture.
Okay, no, actually, no way. But you know what? If you like, if you actually flip it around, I do think women should also have the same test, because
even if about the tell you the truth, no, wait, I would have washed that plate, but wait, I won't come second. Back.
No, 1 second. But like with the scenario that like Hadiza is painting, if say like, you know, you guys have been talking for like a couple months, like you're like your chilling house, you both ate, and like, you know, they're now just like chilling. He's like, ah, babe, I'm tired, bro. And he, and like, you know, he's like, oh, babe, I'm tired, let me just like, but like plates are there. Like, I was like, oh, I have such a long day tomorrow, like, you know, I would love to wash you, but I'm just so tired. You can be like, oh, okay, sure. And then you wash it. Me, I won't do chat, but I can see somebody doing it. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that in that scenario, I swear I would do it because I'm so agreeable, but I would go back home and think, no, but Imama, can you explain the scenario of you saying, ah, no.
No, okay, but see, give me the okay, so wait, let me explain. I feel like I don't think that he's going to actually ask for them to wash.
But that's what I'm saying.
I think
if he does ask,
it kind of
you guys. If he asks, then I would. I think I'll be confused, and he will see it on my face, and he'll say, "Never mind." I think that's what's going to happen.
But that's his test, like, so he's not going to say never mind.
Okay, so then he will not force me or what? I don't get.
I will honestly do it, but when I get home, it's over. Like, because what? Like, I'll actually be watching it and be like, what is this?
What is this?
The reason why I know I can't even do this because I hate washing plates in my own house.
Okay, I enjoy
so I
washing
don't
plates.
Understand. Okay, maybe that's why you do it. Maybe you pass this test.
Please, Imama's test.
Imama, but you still pass it. You pass the money test. Matilda pass the plates test.
Okay, but you know what, guys? Okay, guys, let me even set up a scenario for the money test. Let me set up a scenario for the money test. Okay, say you guys have been talking for like, because apparently we've been talking for like, you know, months on end. But say you guys have been talking for like, you know, now it's been like 4 months. At this point, you guys are basically like, you guys really like each other, you're basically friends, like you guys know each other, and he's like, oh, like, you know, babe, or whatever it is that he calls you, he's like, hey, like, you know, I just had like they haven't paid me at work, you know, like, you know, the way, you know where Nigeria is.
Wait, hey, Mama, are you trying and, like, to justify test too?
I'm trying to paint the scenario.
Because that's the one you're going to fall for.
I'm trying to paint the scenario. He's like, oh, like, you know, they haven't paid me at work. You know where Nigeria is, but, like, I just need, like, urgent 20K. But, like, I promise I'll pay you back by, like, you know, next week. I think I've been dating for, like, 4 months. I said dating. You guys have been talking for, like, 4 months. So at this point, you guys, like, know each other and like each other. It's like, at that point,
I can't lie. That's the one that I'm not going to pass. No, I will not. I will not give someone I've known for 4 months.
If I've known you for 4 months and I like you and I trust you, because I mean, surely I'm not going to like and trust a person. I'm not going to
men. Don't trust men.
Okay, now I guess that's the basis of this thing. Don't trust men. But I think if I've been talking to you for 4 months and I like you and I trust you, because I feel like at that point I probably will be.
But even like, that's what usually leads to like a lot of like issues. Okay, I think we have to wrap this up.
20K. Sorry, I don't have to talk about
one question.
What was your question though, Hadiza?
I think I might pass it. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, my last question, final question was, do people have tests for men?
No. No.
Okay, that was my final question.
Wait, I'm not sure. I think I might have like mental tests that I never really vocalize.
Yeah, maybe it's not good to vocalize, but you have tests. Oh.
Actually, like, no, you know what? I don't know if I have, like, I don't know if I ever really saw them as tests, but now that I think about it, I think there's some things that you have to, like, there's some traits you have to have.
But that's not a test.
I guess it's not a test, yeah. It's not a test. Never mind, I don't have tests for men.
When he says test, it means that every time he's talking to someone, he puts this into action. Like, it's not an organic situation. He's actively going out to create.
Honestly, like
scenarios.
I said, I don't have advice for the man. It's for the women that I have advice for, because I think you should run away from men like this.
Anyways.
And we should want better for ourselves.
Honestly, women, want better for yourselves. But yeah, that's it for this week's Ami Boy Interlude. Tell us what you thought about King of Boys. If you had any conflicting opinions about what we talked about, let us know. Will you give a man money? Will you wash his plates? Tell us too. Men, is this also part of your criteria? We don't get it, but like, yeah, we'll be back next week with a full episode. But don't forget to share with your friend, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoy what we do, and yeah, just interact with us and let's build this community together. But catch you guys next week. Bye.
Peace out.